This week on Texans Huddle.
What I want him to take is Corey Coleman of Baylor, who also can return kicks and punts.
I love the organization, great coaches. Like you said, Bill O'Brien, great coach.
You know, when you take a guy in the first round, the expectation is, there, especially when you're in the upper half of the first round, there's some impact that you want.
You know, anybody would rather take a great football player than a guy that runs a 4-1 and can't catch.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle, the special draft edition. Mark Vandermeer sitting here to my right.
Yes.
And boy, it's been a while. Good to have you back in the
seat.
Yeah,
I enjoyed watching Texans Huddle last week without me,
no,
by the way.
No, you didn't. You didn't enjoy it one speck.
Well, I enjoyed seeing you, but I missed being on the show, Patty.
Well, we missed having you, but there was so much good content that you and your staff did throughout the course of the season. We had to get all that in. No room for you and I to banter. We've got 30 minutes to do that with the help from Rick Smith, John McClain, and Johnny Harris breaking down tonight's draft. Wow, what an exciting night to kick off the 2016 season.
I love the draft. The draft is like the off-season Super Bowl to the National Football League season, really, because you have all these new players coming in. For the Houston Texans, we'll get to their particular needs in just a moment. It's an opportunity to further improve a team that you really went a long way toward improving already this offseason, Patty.
Well, let's talk about that. Obviously, so much talk early in the offseason was about drafting a quarterback, drafting this. Well, with all of those moves that have been made, and here's a look at some of the acquisitions that this team has made, how does that affect moving forward?
You know, it's funny because at the Combine, we were taking a lot of questions about this very thing. Don't they need a quarterback? Well, they don't because of Brock Osweiler. The Texans signed him, and you all know that already. But it feels so good for this organization to have that guy in the building, a true leader. Yes, he hasn't played a ton in this league, but he's good to go on opening day to pay dividends for your offense, along with Lamar Miller, Patty, a running back they really needed. No more Arian Foster on this roster, so you have him. You bolster the offensive line after losing a couple of starters, so that's very good to see. And I think at the safety position, Antonio Allen, that's nice to get involved, to get him in the fray. And Quinton Demps, having him back is big. So I can't say they're good to go top to bottom, Patty. The draft is certainly going to help, but really when you look at what they finished with and what they have going into the season, you have to feel pretty good.
Well, let's take a look at the draft order starting at the top. It's anticipated quarterbacks will continue to be a topic and probably go one and two, but the Texans sitting at number 22. With all that being said, what are you anticipating?
I think a lot of different things can happen, but I'll tell you this. Bill O'Brien does not want to win games 16-10 and 10-6 anymore. He would like to score 30 points a game if he possibly can, of course, and I think you're looking at firepower. Perhaps a wide receiver, maybe even an offensive lineman, which might not be a sexy pick for some, but at center, they signed Tony Bergstrom in the offseason. That was pretty good. They've got Greg Mance coming back. Maybe a center, you never know. But I think somebody on the offensive side of the football in all likelihood at number 22.
All right, well, let's we'll talk receivers, and we'll talk a little bit more in-depth about that in just a little bit. But first, let's hear from the guys that we told you about, Rick Smith, John McClain, and John Harris, about how these moves actually affect the draft.
What those four signings allowed them to do was to open up number 22 and say, all right, we've got a lot of different options here. It's not as if this team is ready-made, perfect, just take the best player, and it's a luxury. I still think there are some quote-unquote needs, but they're a little bit more specialized than we would think. So it makes number 22 really interesting.
We have said and we have adopted and I hope practiced a philosophy where we don't draft based on need, right? So, I think you've got to evaluate independently of that, and then I think you've got to have the discipline to exercise that philosophy as the draft happens. But, you know, to have a football team that I really feel good about right now today, at virtually all the positions. And so to have that type of football team, I think it really gives us a chance to go and, you know, go grab some guys who can make plays with the ball in their hand or who can go make plays on the ball, who can impact the football game. And that's what we intend to do.
They only have one starting position that's open. Now, they may end up with 3, 4, 5 changes, but the one that's open is defensive end. Right now, it'd be Jeffrey Pagan as the starting defensive end opposite J.J. Watt, unless they were to move Christian Covington out there. And So that's something they have to have. They don't have to have anything else. We know they need another receiver, but if they had to go with Hopkins and Strong and Schwartz as the first three, sure, they could do that. They're in better shape right now, talent-wise, than they have been as far as starters for those positions. Do they need more talent? Shoot, yeah, they need more talent on both sides of the ball. But some of their young guys, like Xavier Suofilo, Bernard McKinney, Andre Howell, those guys really started to come on over the second half of last season when they were 6-2. Now, this season, they need some of last year's rookies to do the same.
You know, Patty, if they were going to go quarterback, a lot of people thought they might move up in the first round. Rick Smith has traded down before in 2008 when he got Dwayne Brown in the first round. I wouldn't rule out the possibility of Rick Smith maybe making a little deal here on the opening night of the draft.
It will definitely be interesting to see, and we'll talk much more about that in just a few. But we have to take our first time out here on the show. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will talk wide receivers. Stay with us.